Because you cannot see the visible vestiges of racism does not mean that segregation and racism no longer exist. Fighting for civil rights today requires the same diligence as it did in the 60s. Believe me, there is still a war to fight. If we are committed to meaningful race relations in Jacksonville, we must have serious dialogue and communication between the white community and the black community. I have lived in Jacksonville all of my life, and at times, race relations studies amuse me. Every time you survey blacks in Jacksonville and ask them to document the problems and the impact of discriminatory practices and racism, they give you countless examples. Racial profiling, job discrimination, first fired at times of downsizing, woefully inadequate support and resources for schools located in the black community, lack of infrastructure improvements in the community. The list is long, and supporting documents can be stacked from floor to ceiling. Of course, after completion, such studies usually go on the shelf with weak promises to address the problems. You can compare every racial study completed in Jacksonville over the years and find that the results are remarkably similar, which means the problems have not changed and this community has not addressed them. Blacks know that racial studies done in Jacksonville have provided few positive results. And those studies usually only benefit the paid consultants. Despite their good intentions, a few study groups and study circles here and there will not solve the problems. They will never succeed until there is an action to resolve, to make real and substantive changes. Many years ago, members of the Jacksonville Youth Council understood the fight and the struggle. Following the lead of a courageous young black school teacher, they fought to right some of the wrongs of racism and segregation in the Jacksonville community. Such fights are never easy, but you base your fight on the courage of your conviction. If Jacksonville is to reach a level of greatness, men and women of goodwill must continually attack racism at every level. The consequences should not be a consideration.